The third quality of the eight qualities of a great person, Hachi Dainin Gaku by Dogen. The third quality is appreciating serenity, or enjoying serenity and tranquility, quietude. Being apart from all disturbances and dwelling alone in a quiet place is called enjoying serenity and tranquility. Another way to translate that is the third quality is enjoying peace of mind, which is avoiding noisy, bustling places that confuse the mind, and living in a quiet, serene dwelling is called enjoying peace of mind. The text continues. The Buddha said, if you wish to enjoy true tranquility, unaffected by the conditions around you, then clearly it is critical to live in a quiet place, apart from all the noise and clamor that surrounds you internally and externally. Keeping away from disturbances that disturb us internally and externally. That's what this text is about. It's about discovering what disturbs us, whether internally or externally. It's what we say in the four practice principles. The first, caught in self-centered dream, only suffering. That's that self-centered dream is what disturbs us internally, externally, or the combination, because really what it often can be external is what we internally, so to speak, say about that, what we decide about it is what makes the conditions and circumstances of life, the self-centered dream, catch us and make trouble for us. Excuse me. It's what we say, what comes to us from all the directions, whether internal or external, whether we can be open to meet them with wisdom. Wisdom meaning seeing them for what they are, or whether they overwhelm us and cause us to suffer and cause us to do harm to self and others. That's really what the Buddha here is talking about and what Dogen is talking about when he says being apart from or avoiding the disturbances, the things that confuse mind, or noticing what's confusing our mind. How is it to see clearly? In the Heart Sutra, we say it, Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva, which is our life. Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva, doing deep prajna, clearly sees the emptiness of conditions. The emptiness is the fullness of them, but at the same time not being entrapped by how we see them, so that form is exactly empty, but the empty is exactly the form. So the form is exactly the way it is, and yet it's not our noise and clamor about things that enables us to live and respond to circumstances. That's the wisdom of who we are, which gets covered up. That's the wisdom of being just this moment, is to see where the internal, external disturbance is coming from, to notice it, not because we think about it, but because we're viscerally present in the midst of the circumstance and see where and how our story about it, our judgment about it, our interpretation, whether it's what's happening inside or outside, noticing that. And that's, in a sense, what we learn in regular sitting, in regular practice, in all sorts of circumstances. Yes, we, in the Zendo, when we start a sitting period, it's quiet. We don't move around. We don't talk. And yet we could notice all sorts of disturbances that arise. Could be disturbances in relation to mental aspects, emotional aspects, or could be disturbances about the car that's going by outside, or the birds that are too noisy, or the color that the clothes that someone else wore. And I was thinking about, how could they wear such loud colors here in the Zendo? Don't they know they're supposed to be subdued, etc., etc.? Or the memories about what she said to me yesterday and what I have to deal with tomorrow. See, that's the disturbances that internally or externally that arise, the noise and clamor, and our ability to be not caught up in the conditions, not notice when we're affected by our thoughts about what she is going to do and what he did and how am I going to tomorrow. Noticing those is what enables us, that's the wisdom of being the bell hanging in space, as Dogen's teacher said, taking whatever comes from in all directions, but responding to it with wisdom, the wisdom of seeing what it is and seeing what it isn't, and most of all, noticing how we're believing our story. That's that noticing thoughts, noticing judgments, noticing caught in self-centered dream that enables us to inhabit the conditions of our life. That's what this whole practice is about even being in the midst of a busy marketplace, not being disturbed by it, pushed this way and that, instead being able to be serene in the midst of a noisy marketplace. Because otherwise, you could be in a quiet mountain meadow and complain about, oh, it's too quiet here. Oh, the birds are making so much noise. Oh, those insects. Oh, what am I going to do tomorrow? You know what she said to me yesterday? And then despite the location, despite the conditions, we can lose, so to speak, our tranquility, our serenity, our ability to be present, by our interpretations of the conditions. And that's really what practice requires of us over and over, to notice when we're doing that. When, whether so-called external or internal judgment story is making real what's not real, or believing the judgment about the condition as opposed to seeing, yes, this occurred, whether with me or with someone else, and what is there to do right now, and what am I, excuse me, adding on to it so that I'm suffering and I'm causing suffering for others. What are the things that I'm saying I need to have? And then noticing what trouble we make from saying I need to have that, or I need to not have that, or it should or shouldn't. It's the ability to notice how our story about the conditions is creating the suffering about the conditions. Yes, there are conditions that are difficult. Yes, there are things that we don't want. Yes, there are things that we want and we might not have. And then what is skillful to do right now? Otherwise, you wake up, you turn on, you'll pick up a newspaper and you can say, oh, that's so terrible. And what can I do about it? Oh, but that's so terrible. And she should and he shouldn't. And I got this message that they didn't, and so on and so forth. Even if it's simply the conditions of our body, mind, which we all are in the midst of ongoing changing. And yet, what is it that the Bodhisattva who sees, who approaches whatever wind is coming with wisdom, the wisdom to be not caught up in the conditions, not caught up in our story, so that we make real what's unreal. We catastrophize what is just ongoing changing. Yes, all sorts of events occur. And yes, our mind does things with them. And if we develop and maintain and dwell in the peace of mind that allows us to see what's actually here, then we can see what we add on and we can see it for what it is. Then we can also do what's called for right now. We can be in this quiet place, even in the midst of noise and clamor, which that's what in the quote from the Buddha, apart from all the noise and the clamor that surrounds us internally and externally. That's another way to say it is, how do we not be disturbed by our habit of judging what is and isn't and should and shouldn't be? She said, this is what ongoing practice is in our life. It's when we sit, and it's throughout the life to keep noticing when we're believing the story, when we're believing what other people say about the story, when we believe what we say about what's coming to us. This is the wisdom of seeing clearly and therefore being clearly in the present and responding out of that. And that's the gift we can give ourselves. And that's the gift we can give others. So, ongoing practice, ongoing appreciating of the serenity and tranquility that life is in the midst of all the events that coming and going. That's what you want to say our Zazen is, and that's what the wisdom of being who we truly are. Thank you.